teen drivers and safety. That's our Textination. I'm Fred Fishkin, and with us from Ford is Kyle Green, Program Manager for the Driving Skills for Life program. Thanks for coming on with us, Kyle.
Oh, thanks for having me. I greatly appreciate it.
Well, next week is National Teen Driver Safety Week, and it comes at a time when the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration has reported a 7.2% jump in traffic deaths last year. Even though actual miles traveled declined, I think there are indications that that trend has been continuing this year or hasn't gotten much better. Disturbing numbers.
Yeah, and it's something we obviously never like to see. When we started the Ford Driving Skills for Life program back in 2003, you know, the numbers were significantly higher than what they are today. And we've seen a fairly steady decline since then in teen fatalities. And, you know, we attribute that to a lot of things, but education being one of the keys, as well as awareness. So it's pretty disturbing for us to see that number start to go back up again for any reason. So we want to do our best to address it. And National Teen Driver Safety Week is one of those awareness opportunities that we try to take advantage of to educate not only teens, but the parents.
And as the week name implies, this program that you have is targeted at newly licensed drivers. Give us the overview of how it works, what the components are.
Sure. So the Ford Driving Skills for Life program targets that age group simply because they are overrepresented in vehicle crashes and vehicle fatalities. So the first 6 months after a teen gets their license is the most dangerous time for that. So we set up the core of our program is our behind the wheel training. So we can typically get to about 15 to 20 locations throughout the United States every year, typically over a weekend, and we will train anywhere from 200 to 400 students, depending on the location and our capacity. And we love to put the parents through this as well, because we know they always learn something too. And it also helps to reinforce the message. But we focus on key areas, vehicle handling. So what it feels like if your vehicle hits loose gravel or hydroplanes in a heavy rainstorm. Things like hazard recognition, being able to scan ahead, knowing what's coming, having an idea of what your escape route might be if something changes in front of you. And then we focus on distracted driving, impaired driving, and then we also have speed and space. And speeding is something that we've seen more of recently, and we believe it's one of those factors in that increase we talked about at the beginning. There's more speeding on our roads, so we really want to enforce that message. And then we also have at our website, drivingskillsforlife.com, what we call the Academy. So that's an online curriculum. As I mentioned, we can get to 15 to 20 locations throughout the country, but we want to reach much more than that with our messaging and with our curriculum. So we have an online curriculum. We do awareness campaigns, and we work with schools, with states, through our partner, the Governor's Highway Safety Association. So any way that we can get the message out that driving safely is important. It's a behavioral change for some, but for those newly licensed drivers, we want to form those good habits early so we can avoid those bad habits like speeding or driving distracted.
And when you're in person, are you using a simulator, or what are you using to convey these experiences?
No, we put them behind the wheel with professional instructors. Typically, we're in something like a stadium parking lot, so we have a lot of room to work with. And essentially, we put them behind the wheel and let them fail. We let them do things that we hope they don't encounter on the roads. So when I talk about vehicle handling, we basically remove some of their control of the vehicle. So they now know what it actually feels like for a vehicle to go into a slide. And now we're not necessarily teaching the corrective action. We do teach that, but that becomes more of a natural instinct. And the most important thing there is look where you want the car to go. An example we use, you know, someone who slides off the road in a slippery condition and hits a telephone pole. A telephone pole's less than 2 feet wide, and there's 300 foot of empty space to the left or right of it. They probably didn't hit that pole on accident. They got scared of it, stared at it, and that's right where they headed. So we try to teach them to look where you want the car to go. But more importantly, how to avoid ever getting into that situation through that behavioral change. So if the conditions are poor, it's wet, it's snowing or icy, slow down, drive for the speed for those conditions. Pay attention to your hazards. Pay attention to proper vehicle maintenance, making sure your windshield wipers are working properly, making sure your tires, your brakes, things like that are well-maintained. All of that can really avoid that situation altogether.
Interesting. And the online component of this, the website, what are people going to learn there?
So they're going to learn much of the same things that they would learn if they went to a behind the wheel training. We used the same instructors that we use at those in-person trainings for the video component of the academy. And they will learn the same concepts, receive the same messaging, and again, try to get that messaging through that they can avoid these situations altogether by being prepared, by staying focused, and by practicing. That's one thing we encourage really more than anything else is the more experience you have as a driver, the better and safer driver you're going to be because you may have experienced those situations now and can learn how to avoid them and really affect your behavior. And then again, we target that and encourage parents to go through that as well. We want parents to model the type of driving behavior that they want their teenagers to have, because whether parents believe that their children listen to them or not, they do. And they have been watching your driving behaviors as a parent ever since you turned that car seat to forward facing. They've been paying attention to how you drive. So model that behavior and encourage, again, more practice, more experience, because that's really what's going to help those teens. If they're going through the permitting phase or the driver education phase and it starts to rain, take them out and let them drive in the rain with your supervision so they get that experience, they understand what they're going through.
So they're not doing it for the first time when they're on their own at some point.
Absolutely. And when we find when newly licensed drivers are on their own, they may do some of those riskier behaviors. It's natural for anyone to suddenly be unsupervised and want to try different things. So we just want to, again, get ahead of that and encourage good decision-making and proper driving behavior.
So is this open to anyone or only teens? How can people register, at least for the online component of this?
So for the online component, it's open to anyone. You go to drivingskillsforlife.com. You find the academy on that website and anyone can go through that. Obviously, we're targeted at that newly licensed driver age, but we actually, you know, we encourage anyone from 14. I know some states, you know, it's 14 to 9 months when they can get their permit. So we encourage them to go through and get as much of that information and online practice as possible before you're even able to get behind the wheel. And then we go up through 21 years of age. You know, a lot of teens are waiting at this point to get their license till they turn 18. So, you know, there's kind of a heavy focus on those 18-year-olds as well. But then again, a reminder to parents to go through it too, because they can access all of that information there. And then the same website has information on where potentially we'll be with our behind the wheel training or in-person training as well. And you can sign up for a notification list, enter in your information, your zip code. And if we're going to be in your area, you'll get an email from us encouraging you to sign up.
And there's no cost involved, right?
None at all. It's absolutely
except to
free.
Ford.
Well, we operate out of Ford Motor Company Fund, which is the charitable arm of Ford Motor Company. And we do it as a corporate social responsibility act or program. So we do this because we want drivers to be safe on the roads. And anything we can do to encourage that, you know, is better for all of us. As, you know, I drive on the road or you drive on the road, we want everyone else to be as safe as we believe that we are. So the more training we can provide, the better.
Now, technology in many newer cars helps to prevent some accidents or mitigate how severe they are. But technology is a double-edged sword, isn't it? Because a lot of us are distracted by technology, whether it's our phones or whatever in the vehicles as well. So what do you tell teens to convince them that that phone doesn't belong in their hand while they're driving?
Really everything we can. And again, that goes beyond teens as well, but focusing on them, it's just not worth it. You don't have to reply immediately to a text. So we encourage putting on the do not disturb. You know, a lot of phones tie directly to the infotainment system in cars now. So you can set that do not disturb. Obviously you can have emergency calls come through if needed, but the drive is the most important thing when you're in that moment. So when you're behind the wheel, that's the most important thing that you're doing. And we encourage parents, you know, to understand a teen might feel pressured to respond when you reach out to them. So if you know that they're driving and it's not an emergency, try to wait until they reach out to you, until they're at their destination, and just have that conversation with your teenager. Let them know that that act of driving is the most important thing that they're doing at that moment.
The website once again, Kyle?
DrivingSkillsForLife.com.
Well, congratulations on what you're doing. I know it's making a difference, and hopefully we can reach many more people. Kyle Green, thank you for taking the time with us.
Thank you for having me.
Now this. It takes a lot of listening to build a better radio, and that's just what the folks at Sea Crane have done. Bob Crane and his crew, nestled among the rivers and tallest trees in the world in Fortuna, California, have made a habit of listening to their customers. And that's just what they've done in building the CC Skywave SSB, the Swiss Army knife of portable radios. For everyday listening to AM or FM in the yard or patio or on the nightstand without having to drain a mobile phone battery, it's a great companion. But it is also a companion equipped for NOAA weather information and alerts that can be life-saving. You can listen to FEMA and Coast Guard transmissions, too. Beyond all of that, you can tune into shortwave signals from around the world. It's compact, easy to take with you, and built to last. The CC Skywave SSB. Click on the link at techstination.com.